Now, with Rebecca Wheatley, who's the fairy godmother, and comes in with a big twinkle flash.
I do come in with a lot of twinkle, a lot of twinkle. Sparkle is my middle name.
What's it like performing in this year's pantomime?
We came to Red Hill, and I'd never been to Red Hill before. I think I've been to Reigate once, but Red Hill, with no expectations, and having such a lovely, genuinely good time. Lovely, lovely audiences, lovely people, lovely cast, and so it's all been fun, really good fun.
You thoroughly enjoyed it. What's it like working alongside Eddie the Eagle, his first pantomime?
I can't tell you how excited I was that it was Eddie the Eagle. I think we all know him, don't we? He's like a national hero. And he's also, having worked with him now, a genuinely really, really nice bloke. I mean, he's a really, really nice, sort of kind, hardworking and fun bloke to be around. So I've not been disappointed. I wanted to meet him. I have now worked with him and am working with him, and I'm very happy all round.
That's excellent. And the show as a whole, I mean, you had a wonderful part today. I mean, being the fairy godmother to Cinderella is a tall order, isn't it?
Well, I tell you what, when in the world of fairies, there is a hierarchy. I never knew this because I haven't done that many pantomimes. I don't know, about five or six. But the fairy godmother is the top job, because you've got vegetable fairies in Jack and the Beanstalk, and Sleeping Beauty is another one that fights with Carabox. Fairy godmother for Cinderella is like the real pièce de la résistance. So I think I've finally done it. Got there. I've got the got my just rewards in fairiness.
Well, in fairiness, we shall sprinkle some dust and say thank you very much for bringing some delight to this year's pantomime.
Thank you. I'm here again next year with a show called Menopause the Musical 2, which is a comedy. So I hope people aren't too confused that we're coming back into Red Hill to the Harlequin for Menopause the Musical 2 next year for one night. So we hopefully have more bonhomie, more fun, less sparkle, but a lot of laughs there as well, because I've taken to Red Hill. I'm now a Red Hill groupie, so you won't get rid of me.
Terrific. Welcome to Red Hill. Rebecca Wheatley, thank you very much for speaking to us at Susie Radio.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Merry Christmas.